Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM, all in association with our lovely friends at Hutton View Care Home. Now, on the phone right now, I'm going to be a bit nosy now. On the phone right now, I've got Michelle Nichols from St Francis Hospice. Morning, Michelle.
Morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm all the better for speaking to you. You brought some lovely weather with you, I must say.
I definitely have.
Now, I want to talk. I'm just being nosy. Hope you don't mind this. First of all, St Francis Hospice is one of the sponsors here at Phoenix FM. And you're actually just got your new store open in the Brentwood High Street. Is that right? It's a superstore?
It's a superstore, one of the largest we've ever had.
So how big is this store now?
So we did have a store in down the other end in Monsoon.
Yeah.
So this store is four times the size of that store.
Oh, wow. So, four times.
Big. Yeah, pretty big.
What, are you going to still sell the same things or have you got more in because of it?
We've got more in because of it. I think we've got more in, more variety, definitely. And we do hope when, obviously, step four, we've just heard yesterday from the government, it's going to be another 4 weeks.
Yeah.
We will be doing furniture back again. So the store will have a massive variety. We call it a mini department store, being a cheeky.
Wow.
But yeah, it'll have everything in it. And I think charity shops are like that. You know, there isn't one thing you can't buy, from brollies to, you know, to boots, to jumpers and crockery. So yeah, it's got some lovely things on offer for Brentwood customers.
So have you been hoarding this equipment in a warehouse somewhere?
We have kept some of it behind. We've kept some lovely treasures behind. We have. I mean, to be fair, the pre-loved items we get from our donators, the quality's amazing.
Yeah.
And we are just absolutely fabulous. And a lot of the times people have bought things, not fancied it, and we've got the labels on. And sometimes they're really old and they're vintage, and that also carries a value. So everything has a value to SFH when it comes to trading, and we try to make the most of that.
Now, I know you have to collect, you have to earn about £11 million a year for St Francis Hospice to operate, don't you?
We do. But we break that down, and we've got some absolutely lovely photos coming in store soon. And when someone spends a £5, Mike, in-store pays for a meal for a patient of the ward. £10 pays for a bereaved child to receive play materials to support their therapy sessions. So that's the small bits, and it's always good to break that down. Obviously, people are going to be spending those sort of values in-store. But every penny goes to help somebody.
Now, I know there's a little bit on one of the Facebook, the Brentwood Facebook groups, and they're showing that people are just dumping, when the shops close, they're dumping the stuff, the bags full of stuff that they want to give just outside the shops. Can you do anything with that, or have you got to dump it yourself?
We can't. Sadly, we can't. So we really do ask people, would they please not donate when the shop is shut? This goes to waste. If it gets, you know, the rain pours on it, or other things happen to it, obviously it's out to the elements. We can't sell it. And it really is a shame. So we do have, you know, we've got 16 stores, and we have a warehouse in near Harold Hill. It's all on the website.
Right.
As a donation station, free parking, not a problem. And, you know, we're open almost 7 days a week, most of our stores. But dumping it outside really is a waste, unfortunately.
Now, I didn't know that the address of all your stores was on the website. So you call them donation stations now, do you?
Well, we've got one donation station. That's our warehouse.
All right. Okay.
On a Monday, from 10 till 4, people are more than welcome to come along and donate. And we really are seeing a lot of regulars, which is lovely. Because it's free parking, the guys will come out and support you with your boot full of bits and pieces.
Oh, wow.
It really has become quite popular with people, because it is quite hard on the high street to park.
Yeah, it is very.
However, outside the Brentwood shop, we do have, I believe, a loading, unloading for 20 minutes.
Okay.
Just got to be careful there if we don't get anyone, you know, sort of giving us a ticket. But it is 20 minutes unloading, and the guys are more than happy to help.
Fantastic. So yeah. your shop opened on Tuesday the 15th. How are things actually going there? Have you found you've had a huge influx of people giving stuff to you now?
We had a good mixture. We had a lovely queue, and thank you so much to those people. They were very patient. We had a bit of an IT issue with our till, and we did make them wait. It was more than worth it. That was really great. And in that time, people have donated, which was really good. We still are shopping safely, obviously, and we have a maximum of 15 people, shoppers, within that store, to keep people safe with hand sanitizers and cleaning regimes. But I think, you know, seeing those people come out with bags of shopping are absolutely fantastic. They've obviously had a lovely shopping time, and we had some little children, preschool children, enjoying buying some toys and other bits and pieces. So great. We really can't wait for the school holidays to start.
Well, Michelle, thank you very much for letting me call you up and nag you on the phone at this time of the morning.
You're more than welcome.
Fingers crossed everything goes really, really well for you, and what I'll do is I'll put a link to the website so people can see where the donation station is. That'll all go online on phoenixfm.com around about 10 o'clock today. Thank you so much for that, Michelle.
Thank you, sir. And we play you in the store as well. We have Phoenix on constantly.
Oh, great. Fantastic. That's what we like to hear.
Thank you so much.